AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. No Super Tuesday wins leave a former GOP frontrunner in the dust. Jerry Boatlander with more.
Once a leader in the polls, Ben Carson's issued a statement saying he sees no political path forward for his campaign in light of the Super Tuesday results. He also says he won't attend Thursday's GOP debate, even though it's in his hometown of Detroit. Carson says the grassroots movement on behalf of We the People will continue, and he remains, quote, committed to saving America for future generations. Jerry Boatlander, Washington.
Hillary Clinton has just under half the delegates she needs to sew up the Democratic Party's nomination, but challenger Bernie Sanders says he's still in the race. At a campaign stop in Maine, Sanders told the crowd,
"Someone who had been anointed as the inevitable nominee, well, guess what? She's not so inevitable today."
Officials with Sanders' campaign say they are looking toward weekend caucuses in Kansas, Nebraska, as well as Maine. The Supreme Court has heard arguments over a Texas law requiring doctors at abortion clinics to have admitting privileges at nearby hospitals and increased regulations of the clinics. Clark Forsyth is the acting president of America's United for Life.
If the Supreme Court in this case upholds these laws, it will be a victory for patient health and safety.
Planned Parenthood's Sarah Wheat says the law is a threat to women.
Women in Texas are already directly impacted by these onerous restrictions, and we're fearful for what might happen to our patients if these law is able to remain in place.
If the court splits 4-4, the law will stand in Texas but not resolve the issue nationally. Justice Anthony Kennedy suggested another outcome that would, in essence, put the issue on hold for a time to see whether the remaining clinics in Texas can keep up with the demand for abortion. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 4. This is AP Radio News. A Virginia man avoids a possible death sentence with a guilty plea to first-degree murder and abduction in the slayings of two college students. Jesse Leroy Matthew Jr. entered the pleas in court today in Charlottesville, Virginia. Questions continue to be raised about whether Rio de Janeiro is ready for the 2016 Summer Games. Shelley Adler with more.
With 5 months to go, Brazilian organizers have sold less than half the available tickets for the Games. Yet IOC President Thomas Bach is not concerned.
We had the comparable figures before Athens and other Olympic Games.
As for the Zika virus, Bach said the head of the World Health Organization, Margaret Chan, has told him that Brazil is not one of the hotspots for the Zika mosquito.
She expressed their confidence in safe and successful Olympic Games.
I'm Shelley Adler.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.